We'll call the meeting to order. We stand for the pledge. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank everybody for coming. As we have no minutes from last month's meeting, so we didn't have one, so we'll dispense with that. Highway Department.
About half the work done this week. Got a bunch of pipes we're putting in.
What's the scoop with the pipes? Does he give us state contact price for George? Does he? Okay.
That's.
Okay, that's the deal. He has to give state contract price?
Yeah, I thought of that yesterday when I brought her bills, that probably should get a copy of that contract and put.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be the same, like when he wanted three quotes.
Right. Well, if you use state contact, you don't need quotes.
No, but like with that plasma cutter, when he told me before, see, I was keeping all the quotes in the shop, throwing them out.
Right, yeah, no.
Put them with whatever you purchased.
Yep, there you go, yep.
And that's what I did with these. I didn't know if we should, do we need to do that with the pipes? Or do we just need that contract on file somewhere?
Yeah, well, that's it. We should mark down what state contract price is, so.
Yeah, because Bagors, they're not state contract, right?
Yeah.
They do just file.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's why everybody goes.
I know, I saw the pile of it. A lot of pipes.
See a lot of different towns pulling there. You see Shazy over there, I see Ellenberg up there.
Okay.
From all over.
I am with Chad, because Robbie Dupree's got the same pipe. So it would be. The reason I want, they're aluminized steel. I wanted aluminum, but he made a mistake. A lot of the plastic ones, depending on the size of the pipe, a 12-inch pipe, you gotta have a minimum 12-inch dirt going over it.
Okay.
We got a lot of them that are broke, because they don't have the coverage.
Don't have enough coverage on top?
Couple of years ago, we changed two or three on Barkham Road. I got one to do in the Lehman Road, there's one broke. And then the Forest Road, there's one broke. If we don't have the coverage, couple of years ago, before Randy LaValle retired, we dug an aluminum pot. He don't remember putting it in. It was like brand new.
Really?
And they're not. I priced them last year with Larry. It ain't a whole lot more.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Smarter than go with the aluminum.
Why
not? Done.
It's gonna last a lot longer. Definitely. Okay.
But, the boiler repair. I don't know if you
want to
do that now or.
Yep, we can do that now. We're all around the highway. We got two quotes for the boiler repair. One from L. Bombardier and Sons and Greg Bolaris Plumbing and Heating. Bombardier was $1,205.20 and Greg Bolaris was $2,500.
Is it the same work? Pretty much. And they both said it, there could be hidden costs in there. Once you cut the pipes open, you know, if the copper that's running on around there on the boiler, you might have to replace more than they expect, but.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna
gamble until you cut it open.
Right.
They're gonna change the alcohol in the boiler too, or how are we gonna do that? In the boiler system, I don't see nothing on here. You can't, can you reclaim it? I don't believe so, right?
What's in there? Alcohol.
Alcohol, so it doesn't freeze if.
The antifreeze. According to the state guy, you shouldn't need it. I think Jim said something about we should get it sampled. Because basically, the state guy said, and Jim kind of agreed, the glycol will actually eat the pipes as much as our hard water.
See, it's not
if you have nothing in the ground or anything else, like in the cement, he says, it don't make sense to have glycol. It's harder to heat. It don't retain the heat as well. pretty sure the way Jim talked, we were just going to drain it and go with water. Have you heard any more on that filter?
No, ever since this whole deal, I haven't heard a thing yet. It's just, I can try to give him a call and see what's going on, if he's got...
No big deal, but...
Funny thing, I was thinking about that yesterday. Of course, I drive by the campground every day, and I'm thinking, well, I wonder, well, I should maybe call him and see if that, you know...
We did.
When this clears.
Okay. All right. So there's other things to put in there other than glycol. I mean, you can put antifreeze or something like that. I think that's going to be a big item on these here that should have been listed in there.
It's going to be expensive. That's it.
Right.
But if it doesn't need it, I mean, as long as you don't lose your heat, I mean, the building shouldn't freeze.
No. And if we get the other one hooked up, you got the backup.
Got back up, yeah. So
okay. That's why we got that.
Okay. All right, so you got two quotes. So we want to make a motion and we go with the lower quote.
I'll make a motion, Jeff, that we go with Bombardier and Sons.
Okay. Do you get a second?
I'll second that motion.
Done? Okay.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCout?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Abstain.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Thank you.
And you want to hold off on the generator until we know what funds are going to do, or what you're feeling on? I mean, we've been 2 years now. Depends. That's a pretty good chunk. I mean, I'd love it to be fixed, but. Where do we start saving and not?
We can hold it off for a couple months and see.
I don't have a problem.
You know, I mean, especially now in the summertime, you know, it's not going to be there.
It's not that we got to get right.
This is the only other quote. It's only
one I could find.
Bill General Repair, BGR Power. You know, call.
I thought he wouldn't do it unless you shut the power off.
The generator.
Right.
That's not for the. That's just the fix.
To do the shut off. Do the shut off so you can shut the power off to the generator.
There's no main power disconnect.
Oh.
You got to put a new weatherhead, the disconnect box, all out of the hole.
Yeah, then you got the generator fixed beside this. After.
Pretty sure. One other guy that came and looked at everything didn't bring nothing back. You know, I left him a message. And he said, most of the time it's just a little solenoid in there, but yeah, you don't want 400 volts.
Until you shut the power on.
I already did.
Okay, so we'll table that for a few months, because like I say, not a big issue now.
I mean, it's not an emergency right now.
Come September, we'll re-enter it and see if we get it done. And if we got money then, well, hopefully the state will know by then.
Well, in the meantime, we can get some more bids on that, just to see, you know.
Yeah, find somebody else that's going to do electrical. I think the ones that people that do entrances would be able to.
Well, this is for the 400 amp disconnect,
right.
And to repair it.
Right. The entrance.
But this was done in August of last year, so obviously it's not.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Price.
It's going to be more. Yeah, we'll have to re-quote it.
Yes, re-quote it.
And whoever does that, somebody, the nice guy's going to have to come in and shut the power off for him to do it.
Well, that's why Jim didn't want him.
Right.
He said you got to be. We can do it, but. Mm-hmm. You gotta run this, you gotta do this, and
yeah. Okay. Okay, what else?
The upstone quarry, they've got crushed stone right here on Howard Road, $5 a ton. I need some, we don't have any process for dirt loads. I'd like 40, 50 loads. Roughly $100 a load. Technically, to go make it in our own gravel pit, by the time we screen it, and it's going to be a lot more than that.
Now you don't have a screen, do you?
Well, our sand screen.
Sand screen you
can
use.
Pull the screens apart and.
Mm-hmm.
But with the money situation, I didn't want to do it. It'd be real handy, but it takes 3 to 4 guys to do that. Gotta have a guy in a loader, a guy in a dozer.
So you use crushed stone instead of the gravel?
We use, it mixes in, but I don't like using it a lot because the sharp stones, different ones wind, cuts their tires, but.
Goes all over my lawn.
Well, this is for the dirt road.
Oh.
It just sells more blades and so. I can do 20-25 for now. For
I would
say this month.
Too. Yeah, I would say I do that till.
And as that whole thing.
Yeah. Can we see what's
like putting on some of these pipes in? I need some finer stuff. But
right. Okay.
I said I didn't want to spend any more than we have to, but.
How long is he gonna have this? Is it the pile dwindling over there? Or is
good, it's a hell of a price.
Well, yeah, I wish we had money to buy it all because you can't make it for that.
Yeah.
Robbie Hogan bought one whole big pile. And there's not a whole lot of the other stuff left, but I think if I talk to Alex, they'll save 50 loads through the summer.
Okay.
And hey, if they sell it, they sell it. We'll just have to go to the pit and make it up.
Okay.
Any word from our cemetery guy in the pit, sand pit?
No, I haven't been able to get a hold of anybody.
With this crap.
With all this crap going on, yeah, I'm sure they're not working. But I'll try again here. I haven't tried in a couple weeks, so they're probably getting, hopefully by Friday there, he'll let people go back to work. And,
all right, so I'm open.
Yeah. Have you heard anything on that title for the burnt truck yet?
No.
That's all they're waiting for. Have they even said anything on the plow yet, or have you heard anything on the plow?
Well, I just sent him a bunch more because he hadn't got, I sent him a quote for the siding and stuff, and he hadn't got any of that. I don't know.
Okay. I'll touch base with him and then find out what.
It should be.
Because he was supposed to open up another claim for the plow, but that was separate.
Because he didn't know, like, the roof light, the radio, all that stuff had lists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's not covered under the truck. Well, it's got to be covered somewhere.
It's attached to it.
Because, like, I have clothes and
accessories or something.
Personal stuff too.
Right.
Well, we just thought of something the other day. I don't know what it was. I was in the truck.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we want to make sure when we get our insurance policy that all that stuff is listed on there, your radios and them freaking
things. Well, cheap. I'm going through. I got just about everything done. I want to go sit with her on, like, the insurance, all this small stuff, or maybe we can.
I talked to her on that, like all your attachments for your skid steer and stuff. I talked to her when we renewed it. She was supposed to add them all onto there. She said they have to be on. It's not a blanket coverage that covers them, so we had to have.
Well, like the plasma cutter, the welders.
Oh, that stuff there would be your.
She had that all on, and I gave her. That's where I was kind of lost.
Yeah, that's something we got to find out.
Sit down because I just talked to, I don't know if you talked to Jocko or not from Franklin, but they're in screwed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're gonna.
I don't know if, I mean, I wouldn't spend any money right now, but would it be worth hiring like a private insurance guy to help make sure we're covered? I mean,
I'll tell you, the best thing to do is buy yourself a cheap video camera and
video
it all. Put it in the safe here.
Well, the kid said you can do that with a phone. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once I get the new phone,
there you go. Yeah. We'll store it here. And, yeah.
Some, you probably know, some little card or some stupid thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hard.
That's the best thing.
Because definitely. The more you keep going.
Yep.
Over the list and over the list, it's.
Yeah, you find more and more, that's it.
It's okay to have a list of, and through the comptroller, it says that list has to be reviewed annually. So every time you buy something, it's got to be added to the list.
Yeah.
And that way, there, we're covered on our insurance.
Yeah.
Everything, saws, no matter what, hand tools, it's got to be covered. It's got to be listed.
Where I was going through with the inventory of the bolts. Just in the highway garage, there's probably $3,000-$4,000 worth of bolts, plow bolts, and you don't think about it.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta list it so you remember.
Well, that's it. So I say, that's why a video would be... Every three months or something, update it and whatever, yeah. Especially with the technology we got nowadays.
Because when Chris came up with that list, and I called her, and I sent her an email, where's the rest of it? Mm-hmm. And that's it. It's like, there's no chainsaws, there's no nothing.
Right, yeah. So yeah, now's the time to do it before we get burnt. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm still, well, that's part of that paperwork, but I'm
right. Yep.
Where the cost new and all that, I'm working, I'm almost done.
Okay.
When do you think we'd have a copy of our total inventory?
I'm working on what the original cost was, the condition. I'm doing that now.
Of all inventory?
Everything.
And then items we can move?
The surplus?
Surplus, whatever. We can make a decision on what we're going to do with it.
Okay.
Good, thank you.
We could actually do that tonight. There's an old paver, the old green, barber green paver.
You should pretty much jump. Make a list so we can look at it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. As long as we're on the highway, I got a visit from Town of Chazy Highway Superintendent. Wasn't happy with our last meeting about not letting our paver go out. He says, well, you need to change that. So you need to re-send that. I said, I'll bring it up to the board. It's entirely up to the board. He's telling me that, I guess you use his shoulder machine.
Yeah, we do trade, but it's still nothing compared to the paper.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I had mentioned it late last fall. I don't know if it's enough or not. I don't think I'd make a decision, because I think Burnell's getting like $6,500 a day. Because I figured like a one-time, depends on how breakage goes. Generally, you're there for a week.
Right.
And I'm in favor of staying right at home. Yeah. But then you got to find something to do the shoulders. I mean, we can make do.
I don't know. I just...
Less wear and tear. Exactly. More work here.
More gets done here in the town. And yep. And then your paver's going to last longer.
Like you hire trucks, you got no issues with insurance coming up and down the road.
Yeah.
We've been fortunate, but different ones have... Yeah. Hit a car or blow a tire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, my feeling is I want to keep what we did 2 months ago.
Make our stuff last.
Paver stays in town for now and get our other stuff done.
Unless it's an emergency, somebody needs to get bailed out with a bunch of trucks.
Later in the fall, if they can't get anybody out, maybe we'll give them a hand. But as of right now, I heard that the county may not be going out and doing any either. But they're in the same boat.
Well, we still...
Yeah, it's not our problem.
I have no word yet if we're getting anything. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure the Bay of New York emergency and winter recovery are gone from the chips cut.
I don't know, they haven't even did their budget yet, so.
And
I don't know what the hell they're going to do. So
we might not pave it all.
Yeah, yeah, very possible. No. Okay.
But no, I'm on board with whatever. Here, at least for a few years, and then get back where we need to.
Get back on our feet.
It's hard to make the decisions, Jeff, if you don't know the impact of the states. What they're going to give us.
Exactly. Chips. Exactly. We may get shit. We may get nothing.
That's what I mean.
Because I didn't know if we did decide to go, put a rental rate on maintenance fee.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You got plenty to do right here. You have to get into that business.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a few little things this year, but for now.
Okay, anything else, Chris?
I need to do something with my computer. Renee said new one. Just for whatever, it's old enough now. But I'd like to get a laptop where I can work at it from home.
price them out?
They're about, I'm thinking they're about the same. I didn't even price them because I didn't know how anybody's. I was talking to the wife, the highway program, I would call them to see what we need for a size. I don't know any of that.
Right.
We're gonna have to get enough terabytes and RAM and all that.
That's the biggest thing that's gonna be in it.
Or keep yours up there and then get a laptop. So you can punch it out of there.
What is it now? Is it Windows 10 or?
Yep, Windows 10.
This stuff that you're getting messages, I can't open, can't do nothing. And that's what she said. I asked her if there was something I could do. She said basically get a new one.
If you put inventory or anything like that on a laptop, you're gonna have to back it up to a hard drive.
Right, that's.
You know what I mean?
At least it would be.
Well, with this highway program, it's backed up, it sends it to them.
Does it? Okay.
It's on a cloud sort of thing.
Even like inventory or whatever, you know what I mean? If you can do it, you know, whatever, as long as it's backed up, so in case something happens. A lot of it backs up anyways, but.
I'll get prices.
Check with the county too, because they got state contract, and maybe they'll pick it back off them and get it a lot cheaper than you go out and buy it.
Get one more than me, in case you need that on.
I need somebody who knows. That's why I said I'll call that Williamson Law and at least know how much it's gonna take for theirs.
Right, or program, yeah.
Space.
Okay, yeah, price it out, see what happens.
Other than that, I'm good.
Okay, all right, thanks, Chris.
Unless anybody's got something for me?
No, I think.
Thank you. Well, I'll do that after.
Okay, no library. Dog control, I think everybody got a report on the dog control. I know they've been having a lot of issues over on the St. John's Road over at Moore's Lawn and Garden. He's called me a couple times. Dog's been running around there pissing on all their flowers and stuff. I talked to Irving yesterday. He said they finally got it. Guy wouldn't come to the door. They knock on the door, he wouldn't come to the door. They got state troopers, he come to the door. been taken care of, so. Apparently there's a trailer next door or whatever that the guy lives in, rents a trailer, and so supposedly it's been taken care of, so. Other than that, I think they're probably pretty good on the dog side of it, that I know of. Beautification, no beautification, no assessor, no youth, historian, fire department.
Oh, excuse me for a second. I got a question on the youth committee.
Okay, yeah, that's right. We got to go back to youth committee too.
We had we're paying an insurance premium on the youth. Are we going to have any sports pertaining to the youth commission?
Don't know. If it is, it's going to be later on.
It could be soccer.
And that's the issue. We got a bill from Tyson for youth coordinator and field care for $1,000. I mean, it's in the budget. I mean, right now there's no sports, so I mean, he did take care of the fields, but I mean, that, you know, it's like everybody else. We kept paying everybody else too. I mean, but that's why I wanted to bring it up to the board, see what their feeling is.
They're not going to be accessible to the public right now, though, right?
As far as I know, the public can use it as long as they, you know, stay apart,
social distancing. Yeah. But we're not going to. Are we going to allow sports?
If the state says we can, yeah.
Maybe fall sports?
That's what I'm thinking. It's not going to happen until fall, I don't believe. By September when soccer starts, probably. Unless things change, but.
August. So August, I think it starts in August.
Probably, yeah. Late August, yeah.
I know the county had said that if possible, if things opened up, they might try to hold some clinics, but through the summer, everything.
Right. Was,
and they canceled the swim program.
Did they?
Okay. So did we have to pay for that?
Yeah. So we won't. So that will save some money there.
That's what I'm saying. We didn't have to pay for that.
Right. Because we paid for the lifeguards and the bus.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll save money there.
Last year, it was about $4,000.
What do you have to do to the fields?
I don't know. We just got to.
He needs to send us a report every month.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
I mean, you get a bill for stuff.
This is from April to July. This
the field care and the youth coordinator. The youth coordinator hasn't, you know, hadn't had too much because there's no sports, but field care, I don't know. Might have to speak with them. Renee, we brought that in.
Anyway, we can get a breakdown. I mean, it's been, the weather hasn't been.
Right.
I mean,
right now, I mean, if you piss a guy off and he quits.
Right, I don't want to.
And says, there's nobody who wants to take that job.
Right.
It's a crap job. And I don't care how you look at it, deal with parents.
Right.
If you've ever done it, he earns every penny that he makes, believe me. But. Hey.
You're going to maintain this for future use?
Huh?
You want to maintain the fields for future use?
Yeah. People are able to use fields.
Well, people can use it for whatever, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, we're still mowing lawns.
Around them or whatever, they want to take their kids out and play.
No, we don't need lawns though. He's out there, I guess.
We had it in the budget.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, it's been budgeted.
And like, we're still mowing cemeteries, we're still doing that kind of stuff.
We paid the employees when they were off and.
That's what I mean, you can't really say nothing.
Whatever it feels. I'm good with it, I know it's.
It's the cost of doing business if you're.
It's a thing with that.
Hopefully. But, time will tell on that, so.
Do we have to make a motion on that yet or no?
I mean, it's in the budget, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I guess it's just a question.
Yeah, it's just a question.
What do we feel on, do we need to continue?
Right.
Maintain the field. Now, is this, you said this is from March to?
July.
Till July, that's $1,000 covers that.
From April to July, yeah.
From April to July, so that's.
Covers that period all the way to the end of July.
I mean, like I was just saying, we mow all the lawns that we need to have mowed. We maintain that stuff regardless of this situation.
I think.
Why not maintain our fields, I guess?
I think field care, he's talking about putting the bases out.
Yeah, doing the lines.
In the lines for the baseball and soccer and,
But again, there's no active sports right now.
Right.
I mean, I respect the job and that they do, but however, it's not being used. And my only personal, I'm only one guy, I mean, if we all agree to, go the other way, go ahead, but it's not being utilized. But if it's in the budget, just because it's in the budget doesn't mean we have to expel the funds.
Nope.
I mean, personally, it's not being used. I respect your point on the cemetery, two different things though.
Right, well, like I say, we're doing other things.
Right, the cemetery's perpetual care, it's ongoing.
Maybe we should stop the mowing then too.
But the mowing is a separate.
Maybe we should stop the mowing then too.
The mowing is a.
It's not being used.
The mowing is separate from what he's doing here, right? The mowing is done.
Yeah, that's, he doesn't take care of the mowing.
No, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
He's basically lining them.
Right.
Doing that kind of thing.
Making sure people aren't tearing them up and.
So from April till July, which is probably the period of time we're not going to be using them.
Now, do we get from July forward, do we get another?
I believe so.
We do?
Yep.
It doesn't make no sense, but bases out there, play baseball.
I mean, like you say, I mean, it's not his fault.
Right.
Or that position's fault because we're not using them and it is in the budget. But can we justify it to the public that we're expelling the money and not utilizing it? I mean.
Well, they want kids outside, they want them doing stuff, right? I mean, Kelly, they want your kids doing stuff and I mean.
There's actually some more sports last week.
Right, but they're not active sports, they're not.
No, they're out.
Right.
So I was impressed.
Yeah.
Parents on the goalie end and kids were kicking balls to them.
Do we take a vote?
I don't know. What if we tell them to stop doing it, just pay half of it?
Yeah, I mean, we can pay them for the youth coordinator part of it and not pay for the field care.
Right.
Did he justify?
Or is he planning on doing the work?
Huh?
Did he already do the work or is he planning on doing it?
I don't know, I don't know, I didn't talk to him, he brought this to Renee.
Well, he gets the salary every year.
Yeah.
So the salary we have to pay.
Yeah.
whether we wanted to maintain the fields, if that's a separate amount, we can, can we waive that till next quarter?
Right, we can do anything we want, I guess.
Because I would make a motion to pay them and then hold off on the...
On the maintenance.
On the maintenance till we get more clear direction from the state.
I mean, we could find out that, you know, they can do something in July. This is all up in the air.
Right,
you know?
Right.
We could but in the meantime,
pay them then.
There's nothing been used in the month of April or this month.
Nope.
It's not going to get used.
So there's a motion in there to pay him the $500 youth commission salary and to hold off on the field care salary. I make the motion. Second it? Irving already made it.
I'll second.
Okay. Sorry, I was way over there looking at that new tractor.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LeCout?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, anything else under Youth Commission? I will speak with him, see if he can kind of give us a report every month of what's going on and what he's done.
We should have a report. That brings us to another point is, you know, all of these people, you know, they should be in here. Of course, this is...
We had voted back every quarter, every 3 months.
They should be in quarterly. They should come in with a personal report on all this stuff, you know, what's going on.
How about all committees?
What's that?
How about all committees? Shouldn't all committees be doing that?
Yeah, well, they are pretty much all of them here, I think, except for the youth. Well, the town historian, he doesn't either, but...
What about
the beautification is usually here. Assessor's usually here. Library's usually here.
Yep. There's one I've never heard from since I've been on that.
Let me go down through them.
Zoning. I've never heard one from zoning. I mean, I understand there's probably no activity, but...
Right.
I don't think, you know, it'd be good just to...
John normally comes after a meeting, doesn't he?
Usually. Yeah. Yeah, usually after they have a meeting, he comes and informs us what they had at the meeting, but usually... Yeah.
Okay.
But like I say, they only have a couple of years.
I don't think they've done a lot.
Stuff is going on.
Right. That is, yeah. Even a letter. No activity.
Yeah.
Right.
But just to let us know, you know, something and...
Okay.
Please? Much to ask.
All right. Where are we at now? Town historian and then the fire department. For the month of March, fire department had 13 calls, 6 in a town, 7 mutual aid. They have a total of 36 till the end of March. We got 3 or 4 house fires, 1 chimney, 1 standby, 1 power line, 1 vehicle fire, 1 medical assist, and 2 tree down. 2 trees down and 1 CO alarm. For the month of April, they had 12 calls, 8 in town, 4 mutual aid, total of 48 till date. They had 1 vehicle fire, 3 brush fire, grass fires, and 2 medical assist, 3 tree down, and 1 flooded basement, 1 fire alarm. And they are submitted by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. Any questions on the fire report?
Can I have those?
You sure can.
Reports sound good. You know, when I first come on, I'd asked for an expenditure from the fire department. I guess, is that because it was pointed out in one of our reports that, is it okay? Is it in the contract where we can get an expenditure report because they're...
We give them a budget so they spend it wherever they feel fit.
Justifiably, how can, would it be good to know what the expenditures are versus, I mean, we just arbitrarily give them that number every year. I'm just saying it just right. For, it's been that way, mm-hmm. But.
You do the same way with EMS too, though. You don't get an expenditure from them either.
I agree, but don't you think that we should with EMS too, because they're two big line items.
But
I don't know.
I mean, most of their expenditure is paying your electrical bill and the fuel bill.
Even so.
Insurance is a big thing out of the budget.
It justifies it.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody comes and you say yes, even at end of year.
You actually get up the expenditure when you ask for a budget from the fire department, and it's a line item in the budget saying what everything is spent for. Like, we put in like $40,000 for insurance, for fuel, for lights, you know, and then equipment expense, what we have to spend to upgrade equipment every year.
We get that in the budget?
Just ask for every September, you ask for a budget from the fire department. Yeah. That's how you know what we ask. We always ask for more, but you give us less. Which is common, because you know, you ask for the stars.
Right, right. But it's not an actual expenditure report?
No. No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not month by month, but it's an overall for the year, what it takes to run the fire department.
It's a wish list.
Not generally a wish list. I mean, your shorts is pretty basic.
You're right. But just like you said, you can ask. I'm not arguing. I mean, I support the fire department and EMS 100%. But times are going to get hard here real soon, and I think we're going to have to tighten back on something, or maybe if we don't have to, but justify it to say, okay, you know, here we are coming up in June already, and should we know before long we're going to be working on a budget again? Would it hurt to do that? I mean, I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I mean, just obviously it hasn't been done before, but
I really don't see a benefit that is going to benefit us. I don't see it, anyways. That's my view. I mean, because then the fact that I'm in the fire department and I know pretty much what goes on anyways, because I'm there at the meetings every day and they read off what their expenditures are, you know, or what they spent on that month.
You are, Chris
right.
is.
Right.
Most of the general public is not.
Right.
And they'll say, well, like they did before, why are we spending this? All I'm asking for is an expenditure report. It's not that we're going to cut their money down,
right.
But it's just that we can justify. Look, this is why. And September, October is right around, I hate to say that, but you know, June's coming and then we're gonna be back into the budget again.
Do they have a proposed budget every year that you guys submit of some kind?
Yeah.
Like a proposed September. Budget yeah. in September?
Yeah.
So yeah, is that public knowledge or does that have to be kept with the fire department?
It's given to the budget officer.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So we have
the public knowledge is what we get for fire protection every year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I understand.
$175,000.
But the copy of the proposed budget was done when you did the budget.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It should be in the file. We put it in the file. But I can give everybody a copy. That's not a problem.
It's a difference.
It's just it is a difference.
And the difference between the proposed budget and the actual expenditure.
And I'm not making excuses, but it's more work for them to do. It's more paperwork than they do. They can't get a secretary now to do the big work. And now you're going to ask them to do more stuff that I don't really think is going to benefit us as a board.
But don't they do it every month?
They don't write down every
month. Treasury report.
Treasury report. But that's not going to... The way, I mean, unless you're there and you know what's going on, I don't believe that it's going to be any benefit to us. My feeling. I'm just one person.
Is this the way it was set up?
We could agree to disagree.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's why we're here. If you want to make a motion, then that's fine.
We're set up the same way Chair Muskell is.
You know, if you feel that's what you need, then that's fine.
Well, it's not for me. It's for all of us. It's for what's coming ahead. I mean, to justify, because I was part of the last budget, and it was why? This is why. We can justify it. It's not that we're going to cut any amount, but it's that we can justify fuel. Well, the lights we don't have to worry about. The building fuel we don't have to worry about. New trucks, you know, or whatever, you know, down the road. I think it's going to help us justify an expenditure. I mean, they got to do every month. You guys have monthly meetings. The fire department has monthly meetings.
Right.
And you guys, the officers, vote on the expenditures, what we had to sell, what we had to purchase.
Right.
And so you do your monthly budget.
Right.
We can get a copy.
And then from August till September, you got a list this long where you solicit stuff from people for the big ticket and stuff. So you've got umpteen zillion paperwork to do. And what I'm saying is it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
Especially when you're getting through Labor Day and all that stuff. I mean, we got, what, 120 prizes on our big ticket. Technically, we're not doing it this year. But then for somebody to write all that out so we can just sit here and read, oh, yeah, you got such and such from Dragoon, you got something over there, it's not going to benefit us.
That's not part of the budget, Jeff.
That's not. It's an expenditure. It's money coming in, money going out. That's what you want, isn't it?
There's fundraisers.
Right.
There's a total fundraiser.
Right, but there's still money coming in and then money being paid out. So if you want the total expenditures, you got to see it all.
Well, we don't need it itemized. We're just...
Well, we gave the fire department $177,000 last year.
Right.
So you want to know where the $177,000 went or where it's gone? I mean, I don't understand if it's where
it's not
gone.
Only me. I'm saying in my position. I'm not picking... I'm going to say this generally. EMS, fire department, just like we do highway department, any line item, big ticket item, I think it behooves us to know where that money's spent. Rather than just arbitrarily putting in a line item, it justifies our expenditures to the community. I might be asking for too much. I know something hasn't been done.
Well, the library gets $15,000 a year. They have a budget of $32,000 last year. So if you ask them where the $15,000 that we went, combined with donations, combined with what the state gives them from the school, which is another $10,000, so that's $25,000. So they have to come up with $7,000 just to break even on their budget. So the $15,000 is going to be spent between the salary, which is the biggest bulk of it. Then you have your electric bill, your fuel bill. I mean,
I understand it's a lot.
You're trying to come out with an even number. That's at a $32,000 budget. You know, that's what they have. But we can give them $15,000 from the town.
Right.
You know?
It's definitely an undertaking. But my point is, it's just me. Where do we start? Where do we start? I mean, we have to start someplace.
But where do you end? Where do you end?
The end is with the budget. Justify the means.
Okay, well, we can argue this all night long.
Well, you're right. I'm not arguing. It's a debate. There's a difference.
If you want a motion to have them do that, that's fine. Put it on the table. And we'll vote on it.
I'd like to review the contract to see if it's in the contract.
There is no contract.
With the fire department?
No.
I have one question, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on our land tax bill, right, a certain percentage goes towards the fire department.
Right. All of their money comes from your taxes.
So the taxes that we're paying on our line item on our land tax, that money gets put into a thing, and that's what gets sent to them.
Right.
To the
yeah,
fire
same
department.
Thing with the EMS.
So they have a line item per thousand.
Mm-hmm.
That money goes into our fund, and then we have to write a check.
Check to the fire department. Write a check to the EMS. Yeah, for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'd like to. I would respectfully like to make a motion that we could. I'll even ask for quarterly expenditures from the fire department and the EMS building. EMS department, please.
Okay. You go talk with the EMS and...
Huh?
Go talk with the EMS.
Me?
Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Is that what you're requesting?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, I really don't. I mean, all they're going to do is give you...
They're going to give us...
A bill for the five days that the people are sitting at the station down there, they're whatever they pay them for the 5 days from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Right. That's where our money is spent.
Fuel?
No, we don't.
We pay for fuel?
No, they pay their own fuel. All we pay for is the people that the EMTs that are there during the day, the 8 hours a day.
Okay.
We have to pay for the building.
And plus the building, plus the building, the upkeep of the building.
That's our town, right? Our contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should answer this before we discuss any further.
So I have a motion. Is there a second?
To motion to what? Read it, please.
Request quarterly expenditures from EMS and fire department.
Okay. Are we got a second for that? Okay. All right.
Thank you.
No second. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Fire department. Anything else on the fire department? Okay. Next is EMS. Anything on the EMS questions? EMS had been sending me the calls that they do each month and the mileage and the fuel that they use. I haven't got it in a couple months and I don't know if it's because of the corona crap or what, but they usually send me every month what calls we have. And actually they could, the calls in Moores, calls in Champlain, and the calls in Ross's Point, they break it down, and the mileage and everything. So that we usually get from them.
I think if you looked at the EMS, if you looked at what you were talking about, Jeff, hourly rate, two people, for the coverage, that and insurance costs, it's darn close to what we pay them for the service alone.
Right. Right. I mean, in my eyes, in a ways, we got a good deal. We got it because they just turned around and just bought it. From my understanding, they just bought a new ambulance.
Yeah.
$200,000. I mean, granted, they're charging people to take them to the hospital, but if you look at what Altona's paying, you look at what Cherubusco's paying.
Well, the motion's already been shot down.
Right, but I'm just trying to explain what's taking place here. You know, back, I don't know how many years it's been now, when they got rid of our ambulance because we couldn't keep it up. We had to do something, and that's what we're on. But as far as reports, we do get reports from the EMS. We had been anyways. So. Cemetery or code enforcement.
Question, Jeff, can you speak to Jason?
Pardon me?
I had a complaint about the building on East Street again.
Which one?
The one over here that where all the junk is.
The one on the corner?
One on the other side of Mr. Reed's.
Okay, on the other side?
Okay. Yeah, it's getting pretty bad again.
Okay.
I don't know if they ever did anything with that or not.
They had cleaned up quite a bit of it. I'll have.
Looks like some of the windows are busted in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He needs to, over on my street, too, there's one behind the blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
there's like four cars, unregistered cars in the yard, and there's garbage.
We have, Jason hasn't gotten any restrictions on where he can go and what he can do or kind of thing so far, so.
No.
Yeah, like Chris said, that is an awful eyesore over there too, and we haven't gotten any kind of updates on the Garen Road property.
No, we got, there's more cars going in there all the time.
And it's not only there, if you drive just one more house up the road, that's turning into a junkyard.
You got a pile of cars behind there too.
Oh, really?
I think, is that St. Sever's old place? Is that,
yes.
That right, yeah.
What's your street?
Higgins Street.
Higgins?
No, East Street. I don't know what number it is. It's on the other side of Mike Green's house.
Yeah.
It's a white building and it looks
like
the place is full of garbage and I don't know.
He'd had quite a collection of, he was collecting like lawn tractors.
I don't know what that one was.
Yeah, and then I haven't been up by the beeline up there, how that one was going.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's bad.
It's like a weed garden, only with trash.
Just back up a truck at this point.
No.
Okay, I gotta talk about Matt. There's something out. We should be able to do something.
We gotta do something with that. These things are just terrible. It's starting to get rather.
The hell is that road?
Got out of control. Not you,
Garrett.
It's coming.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to get with Matt, and there's got to be something we can do as a town. That's bull.
Yeah, like I said, I noticed that other house just north of the one.
Okay.
It looks like either a used car lot or a junkyard.
Okay. I will get with him.
I just don't know if he's driving on check on this thing.
Yeah, I'll check and make sure he is. Yeah, we got a thing Thursday afternoon, a phone call from them, FEMA, and we got to sit in and listen to. So I'll touch base with them then. Get up to date on them. Okay,
works.
Cemeteries, they started mowing cemeteries, so they're working on them. Old business. Anybody got anything in their old business?
No? Everything's old.
New business, anybody in the new business? I don't have anything.
What about your...
Yeah, we'll have to do it after the tape's off. After the...
Is this old business?
Yep. Okay. The host community benefit and the decommissioning agreement. The decommissioning agreement, I don't know if you remember, Randy wasn't here then, but last fall, October, November, we went over this and Dickie had made a motion to send it to Matt, our lawyer, had him look at it, and I did, and Matt had made a couple changes on it, which they did, but the guy needs a motion from the board to accept it so he can move forward with his process of starting the solar farm.
Is this for the second one, Jim?
Yeah, this is for the one that they're getting ready to build.
Oh, okay.
And what they're gonna do is give us $100,000 to deposit into an account and then deposit $3,500 every year for the next 20 years. Goes also toward that to decommission this solar farm down the road 20, 25 years, whenever the expiration date is on it. So, any questions on it? Anybody had a chance to read it? Or like I said, I had sent it to Matt, and Matt, our lawyer, he had made a few changes on it, and they did change it.
Now, on the pilot agreement, wasn't there an issue with that?
Right, but this is let's just do the decommission for now.
Yeah,
we'll go to the pilot.
Has there ever been, like we talked earlier, a decommissioning feasibility study? I mean, have these people ever come down to say, what will it cost? I mean, I know for this, but there obviously has to be something. I mean, they come up with this, I'd like to know is just for informational purposes, how do they come up with the $100,000 and then $3,500 a month for the next 25 years? Will that be substantial enough for a project? I mean, somewhere down the road, something had to be decommissioned.
Well, I don't think they've been around long enough to do the 20 years, but what Matt did was, he put it in here, says, owner shall be responsible for any such excess costs, provided such cost excess on the town and using. So he put in there, if it goes over the cost of what we have in the decommission, they're still liable for it.
Right.
It's on about halfway down the first paragraph.
And this is from Delaware Solar?
Yeah.
So what if they sell to another entity? Is this contract still binding?
Yep.
If it's passed on and on and on, still binding?
Yep. Because the first one that did has been sold, and they've give us the decommissioning money for that one. That one we originally agreed on.
And they will enter into this agreement?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think
he's already signed.
They have a website for you to Google it. So they have a formula they use, and the formulas I found when I looked actually came in a dollar amount below what they were giving us anyway. Mm-hmm. But it's only projections. It's not so. But it seemed like it's the best you could do with the information you had. So.
Could it say that we were only responsible for up to $205,000? Anything beyond that, the town is not liable for anything more than that?
It does, yes.
Does it say that?
Well, it says that any cost
over
the decommissioning cost is responsible to the owner.
Yeah.
The owner shall be responsible for any such excess costs, provided such excess costs are not as a result of the town using any amount of decommissioning amount of money for reasoning not decommissioning cost.
So they agreed to the changes then?
Yeah, Matt had put that in there when I attended to him, that any extra cost Oh, but I, you know, behind the 205,000, say if it goes to 250,000, so then they're still responsible for the 45,000, not the town.
No, we already got 100,000 for the project.
And, I mean, I can't speak for 20 people 20 years down, who's on the board 20 years from now, but...
Right.
We're not, the homeowner is gonna, one's gonna be holding the bag, or say, say we don't have enough money to decommission, so we spend $205,000, okay, you're on your own. We walk away from it. There's nothing to say we have to do anything else on private property.
Yep, because we need $100,000 for the other project, or...
$180,000 we've got, or $180,000 we've got in the bank right now, we have the other product, yep.
We have no contracts with the private landowner at all whatsoever, right?
No, I'm assuming they do with these guys. I'm assuming they, he, if he's smart, he should have, a lawyer should have had some kind of backup plan. Say they don't bump this decommissioning money.
Right.
So, I don't, but that's, that to me, that's the homework. I think all we responsible for is what they're giving us to put in the bank to hold till, you know, till this thing, they stop running it. So, I guess we need a motion to accept this as written. Is what they need to move forward, I guess. Okay, got a motion? A second? Okay.
And to thank Matt for putting that clause on here also.
It saves us.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCoe?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Thank you.
I'll email that to him tomorrow.
Yes, please.
There's the host community benefit agreement.
Yeah, the host community benefit.
There's no dollar amount in this.
Yeah, I see that. The last one we had had a dollar amount.
Yeah, there's nothing in here, so I don't understand. I don't really.
I may not have photocopied the right one.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I would, I'm gonna try to get a hold of Matt again. He has not been at work since his cloning. His father got it and their office has been shut down, so he's been working from home. So I gotta.
On the second page here, it says $15,000.
Where is it?
Under Article 2.
Yeah, but for some reason it doesn't say on this one, on these ones. But I know it did say in the original one we had.
Yeah,
I don't have
say that.
I don't have an Article 2 here.
Go from page 1 to page 3.
Yep, I'm missing
a
page.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why you're missing
a
page.
I got 1, 3, and 5.
Okay.
Bunch of oddballs.
But I mean, I don't know.
But, in my defense, you all received at the last meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we so
I was just trying to help you out.
I forgot. So I don't know what's everybody's feeling. I mean,
now I know we were discussing last time the page, which was a little bit short of what we wanted to quote, we were hoping for.
Right, per kilowatt.
Yeah.
But I haven't even heard if they even come up with that yet. So I don't know, I guess my feelings are, let's take the 15,000 and if they give us the same thing of kilowatt, we're still ahead of the game. My feeling, but I mean, I don't know what the other guys are thinking.
Can we take that money and put it in a more high yield account if we can?
You can do anything we want with it.
So we can get a little bit back return?
It's solely our money, so we can do anything we want with it.
For 20 years down the road, we could have maybe more than 205 or whatever. Yeah.
I was thinking we could use it to pave the driveway out here, which is getting pretty bad. But
yeah,
that's my thought. But that's, you know, unless, I mean, you want me to touch base with Matt first? I did email him a copy. I don't know if he had a chance to read it yet or not, but I emailed him a copy before this Corona stuff started, and shortly after his father got sick, and he shut the office down. And
there's just something about dealing with these guys that I feel better if a lawyer has their stamp of approval on it. You know, I know it costs a little bit of money for a lawyer, but I think in the long run, I think
you read him over, read it over, and see what he thinks.
It may actually save us a little bit. You know, $15,000 sounds good. It's, but there may be little things that we're not.
It's just. We're getting the money instead of waiting 20 years to get it. We're going to get it
up front.
And then who knows? The IDA might still go with the full amount. But the only thing with this too is, and I think it reads in there, is that we don't get this till the project is done.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that's going to be 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
You know. so it's not something we're gonna get right off. So, but yeah, I'll see if I can contact Matt and
yeah, make sure Babe's doing that.
See if he's ready, yeah. Okay, so we'll put that on hold. Until we hear from Matt.
This agreement has been entered into before, right? Has this been entered into the other? Have you entered into an agreement like this before?
No.
With the other solar panels or anything like that?
No.
This is new.
Yeah,
this is
first.
Okay.
First of its kind, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when he had got wind that we weren't happy because they were asking for less money per kilowatt.
Okay.
So then he come up with this. I said, well, okay, we'll try to make it fair for you guys, because you guys are the town, you know, the county's gonna get some money out of this and the school's gonna get some money out of this, but we're the one that's doing all the paperwork, you know, the billing permit and making sure they're doing what they're doing and putting the money in the bank and all this crap. So he says, well, maybe you guys should get something.
So it's like an offset.
Yeah, yeah, more or less.
Okay, so what if they decided not to give it to us?
Mm-hmm.
That could happen.
Right. Well, if we sign this and say, you know, then I think he's binding by it. But
if we agree.
Right. Right.
But since we've never entered right. in.
No.
Yeah, you're right. I just see it listed as an offset to say, it's an appeasement. I want to make
right.
you happy.
Right. And that's, yeah, there you go.
That's what
and, yep, there you go. He wants, you know, he said, we're going to work in the town. We want you guys to be happy.
All right.
What we're doing. So, but, okay. I'll touch base with Matt and see if he had a chance to read it. And, what do you think? We'll go from there. Okay.
We didn't hear anything about the other one.
Just the waste.
Oh, yeah.
$6,000
I don't remember, something like that.
They never got back to us.
No. The idea, I haven't heard nothing from the idea, and I don't know if they were shut down too now or not. But
I imagine everything else is.
Yeah. The next thing we've got under, I guess it's old business. Kind of new business, old business, and most of you guys aren't going to even know about this, but from Rennie Holt, who is works for, I don't know, apparently back in 2016 when we started this study for the wastewater and the sewer and the water, supposedly she says that we applied for $11,000 grant toward that. And now it's been almost 5 years, so she wants to know if we still want the money. But I mean, the study's all done, so we're not doing another study, so we really don't need the money. So she wants us to let her know if we don't want the money, then we need to give it back, more or less, or unoblige us for it. Let me read it. We obligated $11,000 grant towards the town's wastewater planning study on 9/20/2016. It is approaching the 5 year mark. We will need to de-obligate these funds if not planned to be used soon. Could you please provide us with an update? If the town does not want to use the grant for the wastewater planning, please let us know via email that the town wants to withdraw from the obligation. Rural development, that's what she works for. I don't remember. We got a grant, a $15,000 grant for the study.
Right.
And I
can't remember about that one there. I remember we got that other grant.
I know we had talked to them about the EMS building, but
right rural development, but they were way.
Yeah, they wanted they had stipulations you had to do and.
Oh yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, we actually had to front the money for that grant.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know.
So did we ever get the $11,000, Jeff, or they just
no.
said they were going to give it to us if we need it?
Right.
I would just let them know that, you know, in case we don't need it, we don't
right.
need it.
Right, yeah. We'll send them back an email saying, yeah, we don't need it. I'm sure somebody else probably wants it. That's probably why. But, right. yeah, we don't plan on doing any other study that I know of. So.
I mean, we already did.
We did, yeah, we did the wastewater, the sewer, the water.
Visibility.
So.
Study, we okay. went through that, and.
All right, so we'll send it back saying, we don't want it. We can have it back.
Do we need a motion?
The thing is, we never really got the money. It's just
we never got the money.
Yeah.
They were basically, what that is saying is that they were holding the grant for us if we needed it.
Right.
And the funny thing is, some of these grants, they do take 3-4 years to get approved.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. Get rid of that. Anything else under new business? Old business? Any business? No?
Funny business?
Public comment. Wow, they're quiet. Okay, I'll entertain a motion. Yep.
One thing. Is everybody hooked up to this new email account?
Yes. Well, yeah, they told us to sign up for it. Renee did, right?
Just so we're all on.
He hooked us all up. Yeah.
Okay. As long as everybody's on it and opens their email.
I don't check it every day. I probably should, because the other one used to go to my personal account and I check it every day. This one here, I got to log in and check it.
I go to
check it.
I mean, if you, somebody doesn't want
to read it. I didn't know I had to log in.
Oh. Yeah, you have to log in. Yeah.
Okay.
But you did, yeah.
Huh? You haven't sent anything out yet, Miguel?
Well, I just got my regular Gmail. I thought it bounced over to my Gmail.
Maybe Kelly knows.
That's why I'm not getting it. Huh? Maybe that's why I'm not getting it. But I only got my Gmail. I mean, I got the one here that I look at night when I come in, but okay, I'll have to check it out. I don't know.
You gotta log in to the Outlook for it.
Because my wife linked the new one and my other one together.
Yeah, that's what I thought I did.
I don't know how to do it.
I did.
Well, I didn't do that.
Whatever pops up on either one.
That's kind of what Renee did with mine. And then eventually the other will be gone.
Yeah.
Here. Right. You can check it on my phone.
Right.
Which
yeah.
Is really
finally,
handy.
It's going to be gone. So, yeah. I get everything from Renee. So that must be. I must be linked in. I just ignore his. That's all.
Is there a preference? Is there a preference as far as communication, so that we can be in contact some way, shape, or form other than email? I mean, if somebody doesn't like email, they rather have messages or a phone call or something. So we're all hooked together.
I'm good with email. I think that's the easiest way to do it.
I mean, I know I email overload, but I don't get any answers back. So what's the sense of doing it? I mean, if you want to ignore me, just tell me now. Say, look, I'm not going to send them out.
Look, I'm putting no one answers Randy.
No one answers Randy, yes.
I do
too
answer Randy.
I do too.
I do too answer.
I do too.
I do.
It's like one time, somebody's sending a bunch of texts, I'm like, I've had enough of this, let me just call.
I just do not
have a phone call. That's what I'm asking. If it's something pertaining to a committee we're on or something, I mean, honestly, how do you want to be contacted? Do we want to be contacted? House phone? I don't want to call you out home.
It has to be at an evening time. If you want to talk to somebody, it's going to have to be in the evening hours. It's going to be during the day hours because we're on my work. I can't talk to you at work.
Again.
I sent an email. Everybody has your email over, but I can't talk to you.
Okay. Anything else? Not, I'll entertain a motion to close.
I'll make a motion to close.
Okay, second? Irvin? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carried. Thank you, everybody.